to welcome in our guests, Andy Miller and Holly Carlini with the Prairie Arts Center. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Terrific. It's Pac-Man. He's back again.
There you go. Good to be back at Shooting studio. Good to have you back in.
You betcha.
How's the Prairie Arts Center?
It's great. It's busy.
Yeah. I can see
always.
That. Yeah. We've got a lot of events coming up. Always busy over there at the PAC. And get your titles at the PAC. Can I get those?
I am the favorite board member at the PAC.
Okay.
Yeah. And executive director.
That's a lot. Okay. You guys, starting with next weekend, you've got an art auction coming up next weekend.
We do. It's actually Holly Howe and Keith Howe of Photographic Images put this together. Okay. They like to hold events that help out people in need. So this is for those that have been affected by the fires. They've been collecting artwork from artists all over the state of Nebraska, and there's just some really beautiful pieces. And so they'll have a silent auction and a live auction next weekend. Okay. So Saturday, that is the 18th.
Yep, you got it.
18th. Yes, it is.
And North 40 will be donating lunch for that. So it's $7. So you can come in, grab some lunch, view the pieces, and bid on some beautiful piece of artwork. I know she's working at getting some of those online, so you can do some online bidding as well.
So if you can imagine that, $7 for a North 40 meal of any kind is unheard of.
A prime rib slider from North 40?
Yeah,
baby. It's and good enough for just for that.
Yeah, and all of those funds go to help those affected by the fires. So
that's an art auction next Saturday, the 18th of April. Pardon me for not knowing this then. Are the, and maybe they're not, maybe it doesn't make sense that they are, but is the art that's being sold themed in any way? You know, for like Nebraska landscapes?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a wildfire. You're not going to have like fire in the, I would imagine, but are they themed for Nebraska landscapes or something like that?
A lot of them are, yeah. There are some prairie paintings and photography, but it's all over the board. Really.
It's a mix of artwork. It's everywhere.
Yeah. You're very good. So that's going out 11 to 1 next Saturday at the Prairie Arts Center. Benefit victims of the wildfires. Great cause. So get those. Is there limited tickets to that? Or
no, we want everybody to come.
We'll
fill
it up. All right, very good. They'll make a lot of prime rib sliders, and that's, you're right. That's a pretty good lunch right there.
And there's a lot of room at the Prairie Arts Center, so we should be able to fit everybody in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of nooks and crannies in there.
They're everywhere. Yes, there are.
You can pack people in the pack, if you will.
That's right.
The following weekend, you have a Prince and Princess Tea Party.
Absolutely. We love having creative events for all ages. And so this is for little boys and girls, and we have they'll come in hopefully dressed up. It's from what we've heard, and then we'll do hair tinsel and face painting, and there's crown decorating and swords, and Emma Jensen, who is a Miss Teen, will be there, and they'll take photos and
this is only for artwork. Kids. This is only for kids. I can't, you know.
Why, you could grab a sword, maybe.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Have a sword fight. I don't know.
That's awesome. That's all going down April 25th. What's the time on that? Do you have any details on that?
10 to noon. Okay. And tickets are online. You can purchase those under the event tab on our website at prairieartscenter.org.
Okay. Is there going to be photographs available?
Taking? Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
I got to tell you, my daughter, I still have her picture on my desk of when she was a princess. She's got her silver dress and her crown.
She's still a princess, right?
Well, she's still my princess, yes, but now she's a mom.
There you
go.
So
times have changed, but this was her as a princess. So I got to tell you, if you're dad out there, bring your daughter down to the PAC, get that picture taken with her, and you will keep it on your desk for the rest of your life.
That's right.
That's a great keepsake. Love yes, that. Absolutely. I got a few of those. I don't. In this day and age, I don't know how I organize them, you know. There's about 17,000 on my iPhone. But
I bet you do.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So you can get tickets for that April 25th. That's the same day as the Downtown Tours and Brews. And so busy day there.
It is a busy day. That's always a fun event for us. We try to hold it once a year, just depending on different business schedules. Mm-hmm. But this year, you buy tickets. We have a guided tour where you can access some of the upper floors of some of the downtown buildings, which you normally don't have access to. It's very cool because some of those buildings are really untouched, so you kind of get a look back into history. And you'll get a little bit of, knowledge from the tour guide as well.
Wait, which tour guide?
Not you. No, you'll have some. And then at the end, we'll stop at Ape Ship, and they'll have some brews for people to taste test.
This is definitely one my wife just told me about, and she was like, this would be a great thing to go to. What time frame is that? Do you know?
I do.
I think it's like 5 to...
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay. And I'll be part of the tour there, but I'll be the guy that just says, go this way.
Sure.
Go that way.
Direct them. Okay.
Yes. Stop. Don't go any further. And that's my job. There will be somebody else who will actually be doing most of the speaking that has any knowledge worth knowing.
Yeah, that's really neat that they do that because you're right. And, I mean, honestly, sometimes if you don't point them out, or even, I mean, I've been downtown a million times. You don't always, there's probably buildings I've not even looked up at. And sometimes I'm downtown, I look up at the top of the building and I'm like, well, that looks pretty interesting. I wonder what's in there.
Yeah.
And so to be inside will be really cool.
That's from 3 to 8 p.m. Okay, and tickets are also online. There's so much history in some of those buildings, and the building owners themselves really take pride in knowing that history, and so you can hear kind of personalized tidbits about each one, and so it's pretty cool.
And one of the aspects is, I've been downtown quite a bit, and one of them is just a doorway. There's this doorway, and you go, I wonder what that is, and you look up, and it says Masonic Temple. All right, and you go, oh, I wonder what's up there. But it's just a doorway. Mm-hmm. So part of this tour is you get to actually go in and see what's behind the door. And from what I understand, there is some awesome, awesome woodwork to be looked at.
There is.
That's a tease right there. Well-placed tease right
awesome,
there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Because that was their temple for many, many years here. And they have rites and ceremonies, almost like a church does in some respects. So it's all in wood, which is so nice. They have a stage and some other things up there that I'm looking forward to seeing as well.
Oh, very good. April 25th, those will be a hot commodity to get those tours and brews tickets going down again.
I think there's only a few left.
I was going to say. I think maybe
two or three.
Okay. Well, there you go. It might be gone by now. And you buy those on the PAC website?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Under the events tab.
Okay. Very good. You've got some collegiate art on display.
Yes. We do. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Just a little bit. It's the MPCC display from the college students that are artists, and they come in and set up all their stuff. And there are some awesome pieces of work there. These are kids that usually they're artists from the get-go. And so we see their displays when they're in high school. And then it's nice to watch them progress as they get a little bit older and better in what they do. And so what you're looking at is pretty much what can go in a museum anywhere.
Oh, yeah, very talented. Love having them every year. They'll have their reception on the 17th as well, which is open to the public. So we invite anybody to come in. We're free admission always Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4. So we love having the college students there.
Classes is always a popular thing to bring people in. You have ongoing classes right now. Registration for kids' art classes for the summer just got started. I heard about that. My wife's on that and taking care of it. Obviously those are going on right now.
Yeah, sign up. They go fast.
Yeah, I haven't publicized the kids' classes a whole lot yet, but those are a hot commodity. They go pretty quickly. Ages 4 to 7 and 8 to 11 right now. So jump online under kids' classes and get signed up. They're at 10 o'clock in the morning every Wednesday and Thursday throughout the summer.
That's sad. I guess one of mine have aged out of that now.
I know.
It makes me feel a little sad.
I've always had an older set of classes, and I just, with my schedule, I don't know if I'm going to do that this year, but I will miss her.
Yeah.
keep in mind, there are art parties available.
If you're going to
have a party, if you're going to get a group together, you can go. You get the PAC space regarding the art, and you go up and you can paint and have a glass of wine if you wish and have your group there specifically. So it's kind of nice to be able to get your friends together and do something really different.
And obviously, we're, event season upon us. Obviously, I'm sure.
Oh, truly.
I'm sure you guys, graduation's in like a month, so that's probably booked.
Yeah, it is booked, yes. I
maybe plan for next year.
We have been booking for next year too.
I think
we have some even into the following year. So jump on those. If you need a place for next year or beyond, definitely call and get those booked.
And weddings and showers.
My daughter's shower was in the textile room. And you're able to go in, and there are all these beautiful quilts around you because it's a textile room. But you're also able to do your own decoration. So you really come up with a spectacular venue for your shower. They are very popular. I would recommend, if you've got something coming up, to take a look and see if there's space available at the PAC for that.
All right. And I assume the calendar to book on it, just see availability. Can you do that online, or do you need to call?
You have to call. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Call our events coordinator. She'll walk you through the calendar and the different spaces and get you set up.
Very good. Holly Carlini and Andy Miller with the Prairie Arts Center. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
Yeah. Holly, who's your... favorite board member?
She put me on the spot, Andy. I know.
And it's on the air. So here you're going to get it.
Okay. So I'm going to stop it. I'm going to start at the top with the...
No, start at the bottom. Because we're almost out of air time.
Oh, you want me to start with this?
Yeah.
This.
That. That's your favorite.
With Rex the horse?
Rex the Wonder Horse.
Okay.
Because he's marvelous.
Okay.
I mean, he's the only board member that I would say, yeah, I can understand that. I get it. Because, you know, Rex does it all. It's amazing, you know, this little horse can paint with those hooves that they've got, you know. But he's really good at it. And what a dancer. That horse can really cut a rug.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay. You
know, the other board party, members, maybe, right?
Yeah. The other board members I might have an argument with, but not Rex the Wonder Horse. He's just terrific.
Yeah, you got a great board, I'm sure.
I do.
Very good. Great board. Very good. Lots of events coming up again. The art auction next Saturday, 11 to 1, Prince Tea Party, the 25th, Downtown Tours and Brews, and then obviously the college exhibit, ongoing classes through the summer. It all books quick. Website once again?
PrairieArtsCenter.org.
All right, very good. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate all you do with the Prairie Arts Center.
Thank you.
That's Andy Miller.
Thank you very much for your time.
Holly Carlini again with us here from the Prairie Arts Center.